Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley, and I am part of the Access Astrology team. Not sure if Blog Talk Radio is working today, but we'll see. It wasn't working last week. I'm Ann Ortley at the Bright Red Desk here in New York, and my co-hosts are Mark Woltz and Heather Roan Robbins. And busy week today. We have a hammer of Thor in the heavens today, tomorrow. And then we have Mercury stationing to go retrograde. We also have the Sun entering into Virgo. And that will be fun, too, because we're now shifting from into the back end of the summer season as the Sun goes into Virgo. We have Uranus stationing Monday, so we're going to feel the station over the next the 5 days approaching and the 5 days after. So that's always fun. And there's just a lot of stuff going on in the heavens. And I imagine a lot of stuff going on in your life, too. So there's a definite energy of a little bit of crazy. Mark and his wife are up in Vermont, so I'm expecting them to call in. And I'm not sure if Heather's on her son, in her sun ceremony thing, but she may very well be. So we'll just take a couple minutes to talk about the energy of this. Now, there was a really juicy new moon last week. If you haven't done your new moon ritual, do it, do it. You still have a few more days. Moon's in Libra today. Then it goes into Scorpio with a lovely closing aspect of a sextile to Pluto. I generally do my new moon rituals between the new moon and the opening quarter. And today, you know, last night I had a friend over and we did ours. We did one. It was very lovely. And so this is an interesting one because the nodes shifted after 19 years. They are back in Aries Libra. So they're encouraging us to work with that Aries Libra energy, shift, change, and kind of focus our direction. And it's very much the me, what do I need to do, where am I going, how do I get there? It looks like Mark just arrived. And then we also have the Sun-Venus conjunction, which starts a new 8-year cycle. That just happened on Sunday. And then we also have the last Sunday. And we also have the new moon in Leo. So, Mark, is that you out there on the lovely 277?
Yes.
How's Vermont or New Hampshire or Maine or wherever you are, somewhere north?
Vermont and New Hampshire. And
Vermont and New Hampshire. You're in the woods. Yes, yes.
In the woods.
So what's yes. Yeah, so talk to me about what's going on in your world.
Well, getting ready
or
for
in the
Mercury
heavens,
retrograde.
Like, way to say it. In the sky above us that you're noticing.
Another fun period of Mercury retrograde.
Yes. Oh, I forgot all about Mercury retrograde. Yeah, he stations this week too. Yes.
Yeah. And actually, Uranus will station soon also. You go retrograde.
Yes. Yeah, Uranus stations on Monday, so we feel that stop over the next 5 days.
Yeah.
And Mercury and Uranus are stationing in a trine to each other. So that's kind of like big news, right?
It is, and I always like connections between Mercury and Uranus because they bring out the intuitive. And
right.
They help us think in novel ways. If it hasn't been thought of before, now is the time.
Right, right.
So give everything that hasn't been thought of before.
Say again, a little louder.
Think of everything that hasn't been thought of before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the homework for this week.
Right, and talking to your ghosts, you know, the people from your past that appear, or the memories from
right.
your past that appear, right? And the nodes are back at the degree that they were in November of 82, winter of 83, right? So, you know, I said that, and somebody went, oh, my God, you're right, I'm back working with that story again. So there's a lot of old energy that's up, you know, looking to be reviewed with both Mercury and Venus going to be retrograde, but also clearing out things, you know, finding things and shifting them into something new. So it's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you guys doing up there on your vacation? You out watching the stars?
It's been a little hazy. The stars are there, but they're not that clear.
Okay.
And later in the week, it's supposed to be raining, so you probably won't see that many stars. Usually we see a whole sky full of stars.
Yeah, because it's Perseids, I'm never sure I'm saying that right, meteor shower time. The meteors are flying as we go through the Perseid, you know, comet belt. So.
Yeah.
I usually get out to see them, but I didn't do that this year. So.
Yeah,
the peak was last week, I think. So.
Yeah. My brother-in-law is up in northern Minnesota, and it's pretty easy to view from there. Dark skies.
Yeah, you really see them up there. Yeah. Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Mercury retrograde in Virgo is an interesting combination because Mercury rules Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a strong position for it. It's going backwards. So
right.
It's like being really good, really good at cycling backwards. You're driving backwards, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Put your arm over the back of the seat, turn all the way around, and zoom. Remember your foot on the brake and the accelerator seem to be mismatched when you're going backwards.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I happen to say I like Mercury retrogrades, although this one's been a little bit wild just because it's in Virgo, so it's a little more assertive, I think. And it's just poking along so slow to this week. It's like sitting at 21 all week. And it's trine to Uranus. And there's a big grand trine in Earth in the heavens with Mars triggering it this week, too. A lot of Mars action. He goes past Neptune, and he goes... activates Pluto and kind of kicks everything up into high gear, which is good. You know, it kind of gets all sorts of things up and stirring, but still a lot of change energy. So a lot of people going through really big changes. Yeah. These new cycles kick off and kind of mark the end of old cycles, you know. So I was talking to somebody, you know, the 04, 05 was the last time the nodes were here, and then 86, 87, and then 67, you know, so 67, my aunt left the convent, and she and her husband are celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary in Memphis in 2 weeks, so I'll be going there for 50th wedding brunch, you know, so that'll be nice. And they're both in their 80s now, so. But, you know, 50 years is a good run, you know, so. And she met Uncle Lou after she left the convent then, you know, so it kind of changed the direction of her life. And when the nodes shifted into Aries Libra, they just moved back to Memphis. So all sorts of changes. What were you doing in 04 or in 86? It's coming back again, coming around again.
I don't actually
know. Did I lose you? Oh.
Hello? Hello, can you hear me now?
Nothing comes to mind?
No.
No. Okay, how about the Sun-Venus star point 8 years ago and when we last had it? We had presented that stuff with Ariel Gutman on her Venus star point the fall.
That's right.
Or in the January, right? And then
time to do
it was when I started working with OPA. So
that's good. That was a good choice.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a fun one. That was a fun one. So but, yeah, it's kind of interesting, these big cycles kind of ending and new ones beginning, kind of starting them off into new directions. So,
yeah,
kind of cool.
There is a lot going on.
And, There is a lot, yeah. And there's big hammer Thor this week as the sun goes through the goes through Pluto. Not a hammer of Thor, a big finger of God as he goes through Neptune and Pluto and activates, you know, making directions that are important for us, you know, heart choice directions. So, and someone was saying to me, this was 8 years ago, Donald Trump came down the elevator or the escalator, the golden escalator, to declare his candidacy. So we've had him in the public for 8 years, too. So I was like, really? Has it been 8 years? It's been 8 years? It apparently has been. So I was like, oh, okay. The Leo.
He doesn't read Venus to me.
So as the
Venus
sun as the sun forms this finger of God, it kind of asks us to now remember Venus formed it, and she will form another one October 1st to the 7th when she goes, because she's retrograde now, but when she goes direct on September 3rd, she'll form another aspect to it. So it's kind of big. So
yeah,
kind of cool actually. You know, all these changes. So, good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, anything else you want to say about the sky?
Oh, yeah. The other thing I noticed, that sun enters Virgo, and then shortly after it opposes Saturn. So, we have the sun opposite Saturn coming.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be kind of a down day.
Yeah.
Luckily, it's only a day.
Yeah.
But it can have us second guessing some of our choices.
Right.
Maybe change yourself. Why did I decide to do this? Now I'm stuck with it.
What was my logic with that one? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just,
yeah, and it is a once a year thing. But
hold that over for a day, but then let it go.
Yeah. Well, it's about choices made, right?
Yeah.
And kind of new directions that we were sent in. So, yeah. Yeah, that's on Saturn. We also have Mars getting off Neptune this week. So that is triggering. There's a kite up there, you know, Grand Trine and Earth between the Uranus and the Virgo planets, Mars and the gang, and Pluto. And then Neptune is the apex of the finger. Neptune is the kite. So Mars is opposite Neptune this week, triggering the kite to fly and encouraging it to kind of head off into the direction. When I set this up, I set it up so that I apparently hit 15 minutes because there wasn't an episode set up. So we'll ignore the British lady and keep talking.
Okay.
It says we only have 90 seconds left. Yeah. Well, I did it quick because when I came in, it said no episode, and it was like 4 minutes till the episode went up. So I thought, all right, let me pop this up there. So,
good.
So you want to take a call from a listener?
Yeah, let's do.
Okay.
We
don't know what the Blog Talk lady will do, if she'll hang up on us or not, because I only set it up for 15 minutes, but we'll try. Hi, 5755348. How are you? You are on the air.
Hi, my date of birth is April 1st, 1982.
April?
At
1st, 1982. Okay.
1330, 1:30 p.m.
Yep.
Alexandria,
and where?
Louisiana.
Alexandria, Louisiana. Okay, so we have you April 1. 1982, 1:30 p.m., Alexandria, Louisiana.
Correct.
Is that right? Okay,
yes.
And what's your question?
Well, I'm in a little bit of a heartbreaking situation. There's a person who, originally from my past, we met 6 years ago when we were both in the Navy Reserves together, and she and I, for many years, had this very intense but unacted upon attraction. she contacted me again in 2021 when she was very much not available. She was married. She pulled me in and then left. And then the end of 2022, she contacted me again and for 6 months wrote to me. She's changed. She knows what she really wants, all these things. So we met up finally after I had resisted for like 6 months. We met up on July 22nd, the day of the Venus retrograde station.
Okay.
And now she's pulling away again. After all this intensity, after ever all this stuff she initiated, and I'm like, why is this happening? But also, how do I communicate without, like, blowing my top? Because I have a lot of hurt about this, but I have a lot of anger, too. But I don't want to explode, or I want to deal with it and communicate in a healthy way.
Okay. Well, you're in Aries, and you have Mercury in Aries, right? So, you know, exploding is actually okay for your chart. That, I mean, I get that you don't want to, but, you know, you have that Mercury in Aries. So you're a straight talker and a straight person in terms of, like, I communicate directly. I think what's happening in your chart right now is your progressed sun is 22 Taurus, and Uranus is on that sun. And you have it squaring your Venus at 25 Aquarius. So, and of course, Venus, you know, you noticed she showed back up on the Venus retrograde, right? And you went, wow, you're back. And now she's bailing, which is fine. You're not done with her. She'll be back that first week in October, October 1st through the 7th. So part of what your chart looks like it's working on figuring out is you natally have Mars retrograde in Libra, right? But your Mars has gone direct now, and it's at zero Libra, which means it's, you know, you were, and not to criticize your family, but when you were a kid, you know, it was always don't go getting mad now, and you do it, you know, you were kind of trained out of it, right? And so now the chart is also kind of going, gee, you know, I got, you know, feel a little bit like Charlie Brown with Lucy and the football, right? You pulled me back in again, and you pulled me out. Now, your progressed moon's in Capricorn on the south node. This person is probably a past life person, which is why the connection and the attraction. And you're also, you know, you're finishing up your Pluto transit. So, and the Pluto transit, for those of you following along at home, is the Pluto square Pluto, and then the Pluto in the sixth house that you met her in the work environment. So you're not done with her. But when we look at a chart where we have, there's a thing called an intermittent reward system, right? It's why slot machines work. If you got paid off every time you pulled the lever, you'd get bored. And so I do think she's very attracted to you, right? So I'm not saying there's not an attraction there. But that in and out thing is very addictive, and it makes people a little bit crazy, and it sets off. You have in your chart a finger of God formed by your direct Mars, now at zero Libra, your Uranus at four of Sagittarius, and Jupiter sitting kind of loading it up, and your midheaven is ruled by Venus, right? So, you know, no joke that somebody shows back up on your Venus retrograde to say, hey, you know, I really think you're cute, and I really want to go forward with you, and then they run away again. And so part of it is intermittent rewards are very addictive, and you have a Venus-Pluto triangle, right? Think of all the triangles you've been in your life, you know, starting as a little kid in your family of origin. And part of your job is always to figure out, like, what's the nature of this triangle? Is it safe for me or not? And your progressed Mercury is on your midheaven right now, your progressed midheaven at 12. So there's some kind of consciousness that she's bringing to you. And so that's the space to sit in. Like, she's helping me understand these triangles that I've been in my whole life. And when I meet someone and they they show up with a triangle, my job is always to go, gee, you look really delicious, and Moon, Venus, Pluto trine can be very addictive and very addicting. If she says things to you like, I'm so addicted to you, or I can't get you out of my mind, and you're kind of like, really? Like, why are you showing up and running away? So part of it is you coming to understand that trine that you have. And right now with Uranus squaring your Venus, she's in and she's out. I think she's back again. So your job is to kind of go, okay, what is she teaching me about the nature of attraction? And I you can be mad about this. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's also understanding more of what is she teaching you, and let yourself get in touch with that anger that you were always told it's not okay to have. And so that's the other underlying lesson. It's okay to be mad about this, but it also is recognizing addiction is addiction, and she's pretty delicious, and I would say she feels the same way about you. And then she runs away. And so you have to go, all right, I'm delicious, but I guess I'm an ice cream sundae rather than, you know, a cheese sandwich that you have every day kind of thing. And so take it as a compliment. She will be back again. And you get to decide how you want to handle it, because she is going to keep circling back, because that's just the nature of your chart right now. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, very much you're going to feel a circling around. And that can be very confusing to you. You're the ultimate Aries. You see something, you want to go for it. And let's both agree on this, and let's both act on this, and no looking back. And she, meanwhile, doesn't operate that way. She's always kind of second-guessing going on. And so you have to learn. It's a little bit like fishing. You know, you have to just concentrate on putting the lure out there and catching what you can, which is her. But, you know, you have to be patient for her to decide that it's time and to undecide. So part of deciding is undeciding. For you, there's no such thing as just deciding.
Yeah, and that can be. Yeah.
What?
You won't go wrong.
You're not done with her. You're having great aspects for, if it's not her, for pulling somebody in romantically. So that's the other part of it, is your role in relationships. You're figuring that out. But that approach, I mean, she loves your mind. She loves how you think. She's very attracted to you physically. You know, but you're starting a whole new 8-year cycle around what you want in a relationship, what you're looking for, and what that commitment feels like. And you've got Jupiter coming to your Sun Uranus, you know, all this year, next year. So you've got big relationship aspects coming in. So it certainly could be her, even with her runaway business, but it also is, you know, what is it you're looking for? And obviously the attraction is something, but the chart wants a little more consistency. So I wouldn't be mad at her. I'd just go, yeah, you're like a friggin' slot machine. I'm addicted to you. You know, and after you throw enough quarters in, you're kind of like, it's going to pay off, isn't it? It's going to pay off. So you just recognize intermittent reward systems are highly addictive, and that's what you're in with her. But your progressed Venus is coming to your Sun, so you're really due for a juicy relationship. Could be her, could be somebody else. And I'm just going to say, think of her as priming the pump. She'll show back up again. She's running on a retrograde. They always come back. And when Venus goes direct on the 3rd of September and then clears her shadow beginning of October, we'll see if it's her or if there's somebody else that comes showing up. And your chart is ready. I mean, that's the other part is, you know, she kind of showed you how ready you are for relationship too, right?
Yes, I thought I was ready for her. I don't know.
Yeah, you are. Well, you're ready for somebody, her or somebody else, if she's not the one, because your chart's ready for relationship. You got the Moon on the note of fate. I mean, that's a biggie. Yeah. That happens once every 19 years.
It's up to her whether it's her and you or someone else and you.
Yeah. Yeah. And it could be her. You know, a lot of people have a lot. I mean, do you know why she's running? Has she been able to articulate it?
Not exactly. I mean, I know her chart information, too, but, you know, she's November 4th, 1984.
Okay, so
Clearwater,
she's a Scorpio.
Yeah.
So she comes in on your Jupiter, so she's very connected to your chart, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and I think her...
And your Jupiter, so that is really juicy.
Rising.
Yeah.
I think her ascendant
right, so that's
is like
on your
right
ascendant.
Conjunct my
yeah.
Venus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and what happens with Scorpios is when they get to go closer, this does not happen with Aries, but when Scorpios get to go closer, they usually freak out a little and then they run away. Or they give you a test and then they run away.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're kind of like, what was the stupid test? Stop it already, you know? And, you know, just... got to kind of think of her as a fish. You know, you caught her. She's running the reel. I don't know if you fish at all, but that you let them run and they get tired and then you wheel them in a little and then let them run. But also, your chart is really ready for a serious relationship. So, you know, if you really like her, she'll be back again. She's just a scaredy cat. So.
Yeah, that's what I've had to do.
Kind of like a cat in
like
the backyard you give
her
a can of tuna fish to, you know, and she keeps coming by. You know, like, you like the tuna fish. Yeah, you want to come in the house? Well, maybe I'll come in the house. And then they run away again, and you're like, well, what is going on with you? You know.
Definitely
so I wouldn't give up on
mouth. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you're the one with the tuna fish. Just remember, you've got the delicious tuna fish encouraging her to come over and hang out in the house. I got cream, too. I can give you some sardines. You want some sardines? And maybe a little mouse, you know. So... she's watching. She's hanging out. That her stuff's all over your Jupiter, so this is a very connected relationship. So I wouldn't give up. I would just be, you know, she'd be in a brat.
Mm-hmm.
Brats
Thank
are
you.
Fun, though. You know. Yeah. So, Mark, would you give up? You wouldn't give up, right?
No. You just have to realize that it takes a little time. Time and energy.
Time and energy.
You put worry out there or frustration, that's not attractive. So just keep the energy moving forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's worth it. And you're starting a new 8-year cycle about love now. So I would just sit and go, all right, what am I looking for in a partner, in a relationship? What's that call? And then go with that, you know. So... cool.
Yeah, and
thank you.
Remember to let go of all this.
I would stay. You're having really good transits, so I wouldn't give up. I would just be like, all right, whatever. You know, so.
Okay.
Yeah, and
what did you
let
say,
go
Mark?
Of those years when she, let go of those years when she wasn't around. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No use bringing that up. That's over.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. All right, so we've reached the end of our time. So good luck with it.
Thank
we love
you
Venus
so much.
Retrograde stories. They appear, they run, they appear, they come back again, though. No, she'll be back. So, and this is Ann Ortley signing off from the Bright Red Desk here in the Upper East Side of Manhattan. And Mark?
Mark Wolf signing off from the edge of the Northeast Kingdom up in Vermont.
Up in Vermont. Okay. Bye, everybody. We'll see you all next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Bye now.